أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
يا زمانا
Rasul says that this era through which we are passing, it is the period of the second phase of Islam. It is the time of the revival and the rejuvenation of Islam. It is that period when Allah the Almighty would establish and prove the preeminence of Islam over all other religions. And we, Ahmadis, with the grace of Almighty Allah, we are firm in this belief that Allah the Almighty from every perspective and from every single angle, is proving the superiority of Islam over all other religions. In particular, the manner in which the Jamaat is standing firm against the Christian doctrine of attributing divinity to man, based on reasoning and logical arguments that the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, has provided and explained to us. And along with those heavenly and divine supports and succor that Allah the Almighty is demonstrating for us at every moment, there is no other Muslim group or sect which, in comparison to this work we are carrying out, is performing it to an even millionth degree. And neither is it possible for them to do this, because this task in this era, Allah the Almighty was to ascertain and acquire from the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, and his Jamaat. And he is ascertaining this work from the Jamaat of the promised Messiah, peace be upon him. Even the Christian world are conceding to this, and also pious natured and sincere Muslims are also recognizing and accepting this. That the path to guidance is now through Ahmadiyyat alone. And they are acquiring guidance through this path. They firmly believe, that is, those people who are sincere and righteous, that the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, was sent from God the Almighty. There was an era, some 60 or 70 years before today, when Christian priests in Africa, they were proclaiming that the time is drawing near that all of Africa will fall into the lap of Christianity and would accept the divinity of the Son of Man. Further, approximately 120 to 130 years before today, Christian missionaries were boasting the exact same regarding India. That in India, Christianity would rapidly gain triumph. However, when the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wassalam, peace be upon him, rebutted the doctrine of the divinity of man from their own books and also through logical arguments and rational reasoning, then through the grace of Almighty Allah, hundreds of thousands of Muslims who were about to fall into the lap of Christianity, or who believed Christianity to be better than Islam, they came into their senses. They were saved from adopting that incorrect and erroneous concept. There was a huge hurdle and barrier that the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, erected, thereby proving and establishing the unity of Allah and the preeminence of Islam to the entire world. Similarly, in Africa, the missionaries of Jamaat-e-Ahmadiyya, the Ahmadiyya Muslim community, by preaching Ahmadiyya, the true Islam, they exposed the erroneous concept of the Trinity, and in this way, they erected a barrier in front of the Christian missionaries. Those Christian missionaries had to openly and plainly concede and accept that these Ahmadis are placing these barriers before us. However, despite observing the works and the accomplishments of this chosen one of Allah the Almighty, the stalwart and champion of God, the Lord, the majority of Muslims, instead of rejoicing and jumping up in joy, and instead of joining the Jamaat of the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wassalam, they raised a storm of antagonism, discord, and acrimony against the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, such that Allah the Almighty alone was the helper. However, as I stated, Allah the Almighty's decree will most surely be fulfilled with that person who was sent by Allah, and that is being fulfilled. Righteous and sincere people, slowly but gradually, are entering the Jamaat of the Messiah of Muhammad, and they have been and they will continue to join. But the majority, out of the fear of the so-called ulama or mullahs, the Muslim clergy, and also due to a lack of knowledge, they are relentless in their opposition to Jamaat Ahmadiyya. on a daily basis, some action or endeavors against Jamaat Ahmadiyya emanates from the Muslim countries, and in particular from Pakistan. And this occurs against Jamaat Ahmadiyya on a regular basis. Some television channels also keenly promote this animosity against Jamaat Ahmadiyya. These TV channels are heard in Europe and also the rest of the world. These TV channels inappropriately provoke the sentiments of Muslims, and on a regular basis they incite their emotions against Ahmadis. Some TV channels, according to their policy, they do not permit this incitement to occur. But on the pretext of charitable work, slots are purchased by these extremist organizations, those people who want to spread disorder. And they, somehow or the other, find time on these TV channels and announce on them that Ahmadis are wajibul qatl, liable to be killed. In the past few days, similarly, on one of these channels, here in Europe that is, a Molvi, he proclaimed that Ahmadis are wajibul qatl. However, when the owner of the channel was contacted, he apologized. And he provided the assurance that this Molvi would not be allowed back onto his TV channel. But regardless, these immoral people, on the pretext of Islam, the honor of the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, and on the seal of prophethood, they provoke the sentiments of Muslims who hold less knowledge, and they are the guardians of such work. As I stated, that the work of the preaching of Islam and the work of establishing the superiority over Islam and to elucidate the status of the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, the great endeavors being carried out by Jamaat Ahmadiyya, the opposing powers and opposing missionaries are themselves conceding and admitting to the great striving by Jamaat Ahmadiyya to this effect. Such people, those who raise objections and who call themselves Muslims and raise allegations against Ahmadis, they are not even able to spend a tiny amount of money for the preaching or tabligh of Islam. Indeed, they are all concerned about looting the national wealth of countries. Today, on the name of Islam and the honor of the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, whatever is occurring in the nation, the extremism and terrorism that is rife, that has completely perturbed and made agitated every righteous person. No life is in safe hands. This extremism does already exist against Ahmadis, and this has become the norm for Ahmadis. I have mentioned this already several times. However, aside from this, no Pakistani citizen is safe from this terrorism. That is, they do not consider that on the one hand, there is lawlessness. Disorder is rife in the entire country. There is no law. And on the other hand, the calamities that have been sent from Allah have engulfed the entire country. So what is happening? Which direction is this country taking? To which end is Allah the Almighty taking them, and what will their end be? May Allah the Almighty make them understand and comprehend what their fate is. Now, in terms of the issue and the question of Ahmadis, because of being loyal to the nation, despite the fact that certain legal restrictions and difficulties and adversities are placed upon Ahmadis, yet still Ahmadis pray that may Allah the Almighty save the country from destruction in every single way. In my previous week's Friday sermon, when I made an appeal for prayers, and I also inculcated that a fast should be kept. Regarding this, I would like to also elucidate. When I said that every week an optional fast should be undertaken, I should also add that it would be more suitable and appropriate that on the level of a Jamaat, a single day should be designated for the fast. Every local Jamaat can make their own decision of which day to choose, but it would be better that one day is chosen in the local Jamaat. Monday or Thursday can be set for this optional fast. This is what I said to the Ahmadis of Pakistan. Nonetheless, this appeal for prayers that I made, there is a great need to pay heed and give attention towards this. In this appeal for prayers, where on the one hand, I inculcated the Jamaat to pray that these animosities and hostilities, these cruel people and their cruelty, that we should pray that we are saved and safeguarded from them. There I also appealed that we should pray that the country is rid of such people, that Allah the Almighty cleanses the country of such people who cause disorder and oppression, so that this country can then be saved. We love our country. For this reason, observing what is occurring, our hearts become agitated. Anyhow, it is our duty. It is the duty of every Pakistani Ahmadi to do this, and every Ahmadi of Pakistan must act upon this. Now I return to what I said at the outset. I stated that in this era, the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, and seeking guidance from him, the members of the Jamaat, it is the promised Messiah and the members of the Jamaat who are carrying out the work of the revival of Islam and are striving to prove his preeminence over all other religions. And for this reason, whether it is Africa, whether it is Europe, whether it is America, or whether it is any region of the world, Ahmadis are at the forefront of defending Islam fearlessly. And not only do they defend Islam, but moreover, they also prove its preeminence and supremacy. In those places where the wealth of oil has no effect, there Ahmadis, for the sake of attaining the pleasure of Allah the Almighty, there from the modest contributions of Janda does the Jamaat operate. Indeed, this is not any merit of ours. This is not a source of self-pride. In fact, it is purely the favor and bounty of Almighty Allah that through our trivial sacrifices, He infuses immense blessings. And immeasurable and countless fruits are born from that. So therefore, it is our work that in order to attract the love of Allah the Almighty, we must continue offering our menial and trivial sacrifices in the way of God. We do not forget the favors bestowed to us by Allah. What an incredible favor and bounty of Allah the Almighty it is upon us that He enabled us to accept Ahmadiyyat. If our ancestors were granted the ability to do this, that is to accept Ahmadiyya, He also enabled us to remain firm on Ahmadiyyat, so that we, by being attached to the Imam of the time, by striving to complete his mission, can cater for our life in this world and the next. But you should remember that by only offering financial sacrifices, our work does not just end there. We need to within foster such hearts that establish a connection with God the Almighty. We need to achieve the highest and loftiest levels of morality. We, in terms of the message of the promised Messiah alayhi salam, which is the true message of Islam, need to endeavor to spread this in our countries by rebutting the allegations against Islam. We also need to present the beautiful teachings of Islam to the world. So thus the Jamaat of Holland as well, which although is just a small Jamaat, they need to comprehend this responsibility. By just one or two people carrying out this work, this purport and objective cannot be fulfilled. Every single Ahmadi who lives in Holland, in his environment and society, needs to endeavor to carry out this important and significant task. It is Holland alone where that unfortunate person lives, who in order to gain popularity in politics, is continuing and going on making brazen attacks and ridiculing and deriding the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, is increasing in his hostilities and opposition against Islam. His animosity against Islam has gone to the extent that when he speaks against Islam, he froths at the mouth. Just recently, when a Muslim organization strongly condemned certain terrorist acts, so this oppressive person, whose name is Geert Wilders, he proclaimed that this is not sufficient. We will not rest and we will not be satisfied until you do not say that the religion of Islam itself is such that it gives teachings of extremism and terrorism. It is false and it is not from God, and that it should be effaced entirely from the face of the earth. So this is his intention. And he says, we are not ready to accept any apology until this occurs. Thus, we need to convey this message that, O oppressive person, listen closely, that you and your party and every single person like you will perish. However, Islam and the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, are destined to remain until the end of time, and they will remain until the last day. And no power of the world, no matter how pharaoh-like and how significant they are in opposition to Islam, they cannot efface Islam from this world. Allah, in this era, has sent that champion of Allah, who, despite fierce opposition by opponents like you, will make Islam dominant in the entire world through the help and succor of Allah. And every Ahmadi who is within the bear, the pledge of allegiance of this stalwart and champion of Allah, he is aware and he holds the knowledge. And he also pledges and promises that we will sacrifice our life, our wealth and our time and will not rest until we obtain this objective, inshallah. So therefore, this is that message that today all of you people who live in this country and Ahmadis who live anywhere in the world, this is that message that needs to be propagated to the world, and this needs to be conveyed to every single resident and citizen of this country. Perhaps these politicians, those fierce opponents of Islam, they may go on winning seats in the government and they may go on obtaining these seats. However, you should inform the world that the acts of this person, they will be the means of Allah destroying him. Allah the Almighty has always supported his messenger, has always safeguarded his honor. Today as well, he will uphold the honor of his messenger. We hold no power, nor will we utilize any worldly power or weapon. But those people whose hearts are wounded and injured, such people's prayers shake the threshold of the divine. And here, the matter relates to the great beloved one of Allah, the Almighty. More than our prayers, Allah's honor will itself come into motion, such that even the particles of such obnoxious and obscene people will not be found. There are many people in Holland who are righteous and who hold sincere thoughts. They rebuff and reject the statements of this unfortunate and immoral person. For this reason, a case was launched against this disgusting and obnoxious person. It is aside the point that it appears now that this court case has fallen prey to politics. But there are most surely sincere people in this country who are disgusted by the statements of such people. So therefore, search for these sincere and righteous people and convey to them the beautiful teachings of Islam. Search in the world for those people who want to establish peace, love, and brotherhood. And then warn such people of those in the world who want to spread strife and disorder. Search for those people who care for mutual sentiments and also who respect and honor other people's faiths. So collect and gather all these people and set in motion a campaign to establish peace in the entire world. Convey to the world that today, Islam, most of all, gives the teaching that respect one another to the extent that shirk, associating partners with God, that in the eyes of God is the most major sin. Even to those who carry out shirk, Islam gives a teaching that do not insult even the idols of those who carry out shirk, because if you do, perhaps they will in reply insult Allah, and this will cause disorder to spread in the country. So therefore today, the Ahmadis of Holland need to give immense heed and attention to speeding up and quickening their efforts. If today you had realized properly your responsibilities, which I am reminding you regarding for so long, then in Almere, where we wanted to build a mosque, the government, after providing us with the land, would not have taken that land back from us. Now, it may be true that in that area there are many opponents of Islam who have a lot of influence and hold much sway, but still, within this city there are many decent and sincere people who are ready to support you. In short, you need to, more than before, to a greater extent than previously, strengthen your efforts and rapidly speed them up. Alongside this, always remember that every work of ours can never be successful without prayers. You need to strive to establish a special relationship with Allah the Almighty. Give great emphasis towards prayers. Here I will also say that also pray for the Queen of the country, because there is a section of people who are against the Queen, and they are against the Queen because the Queen condemns all the oppressive actions against the Muslim and halts it and prevents it. Considering Muslims as citizens of the nation, the Queen inculcates that we should take care of Muslim sentiments and also safeguard their rights. And Muslims have been commanded that when someone is kind to you, respond to them with kindness. So therefore, also pray for the Queen that all these schemes and ploys against us come to naught and fail. And Allah the Almighty also opens her heart. Similarly, may Allah the Almighty open the hearts of the people of this country, that they come to understand the beautiful teachings of Islam. Thus, we must work for the establishment of justice. We must also work to make Islam dominant and triumph over everything else. And in this regard, we must play a full and prominent role. And we need to do this because we are those who accept that stalwart and that champion of Allah who was to convince the world of the superiority of Islam and the lofty station of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As I have explained, it was the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, alone who in the subcontinent stemmed the tide of disbelief. Whether the Muslims of the subcontinent admit or not, it was the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, alayhi salatu wasalam, who protected and saved the Muslims from falling into the lap of Christianity. It was the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, alone, who for the sake of upholding the honor of the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, sacrificed every single thing. Then in Africa, our Muballighin, our missionaries, by carrying out tabligh, or preaching, those people who believed in the Trinity were converted into believing in the unity of Allah. They were formed into those people who send durood, or salutations upon the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. They were formed into those people who at the jalsas invoked La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah in beautiful voices. So the majority of these who we see singing this, they have come from Christianity. In Ghana, the majority were converted from Christianity. So therefore, this is that task which today, Jamaat Ahmadiyya, the Ahmadiyya Muslim community, having gained knowledge and having learned from the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, they are now performing that work in the world. Today, by separating yourself from the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, the true picture of Islam cannot in any way, shape or form be presented before the world. because it was the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, who was that Mahdi, who was sent by Allah the Almighty, who in this time was to carry out the task of guiding the world. And he was sent by God, and he was given guidance by God. It is the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, who is that ardent devotee and lover of the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, who spent every moment of his life sacrifice to uphold the honor of the great Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The great love and affection that the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, held in his heart for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam can be gauged from his writings. The promised Messiah, peace be upon him, says that now under heaven there is only one prophet and only one book. In other words, the Prophet is Muhammad, the chosen one, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, who is higher and more exalted than all prophets, and is the most perfect of all messengers, and who is Khatamul Anbiya, the seal of all prophets, and he is also the best of men. And through following him, we find God Almighty, and all the veils of darkness are lifted, and the signs of true salvation are witnessed and manifested in his very life. Then the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, says, that person who was the best person, who was a perfect man, and who was a perfect Nabi, and who brought with him perfect blessings, and also due to his spiritual judgment and resurrection and apostleship, a first judgment came upon the world. A dead world and nation was resurrected back to life. That blessed prophet was the seal of all prophets, was the imam of the chosen people, the best of all apostles, the pride of all prophets, the chosen one, the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. Oh, our beloved God, descend upon this beloved prophet of ours, your mercy and your salutation, such as never has been bestowed upon anyone since the beginning of time. Then the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, states that such people who without justification and without the fear of God deride the chosen one, the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, using obscene language against him and raise false allegations upon him and do not refrain from this obnoxious language, why should we reconcile with them? I say most truly that we can reconcile with the serpents of the jungle and the wild beasts of the forest. However, we cannot make peace with such people who do not refrain from slandering our Prophet of Allah, that Prophet who we hold more dear than our parents, who these people make impure attacks against. May Allah the Almighty cause us to die in belief in Islam. We do not want to carry out any such act through which the faith continues to be lost. Hazur says, is there anybody like this? Is there any such person who displays so much devotion, love, and honor for the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, and who demonstrates and expresses this? Do we find anyone like this in this time? Apart from the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, there is no one comparable. Search out in the entire world for such a lover of the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. The world could not find anybody like him. But it is unfortunate that a large majority of the Muslims, they not only reject this great lover of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but most cruelly, they ridicule and insult him and make him a target of obscene words on a daily basis in Pakistan. As I mentioned, these Maulvis hold such programs in Rabwa as well, where 98% of the population consists of Ahmadis. Ahmadis are not allowed to hold gatherings and conventions. However, on the pretext of Khatamun Nubuwwah, the seal of prophethood, the enemies of Ahmadiyyat, against Ahmadiyyat and against the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, are permitted to utilize obnoxious and deriding language against him. From last night, a jalsa or a convention was starting of these people in Rabwa. This convention was to end this evening. From the reports we have received up till now, there is less discussion about the love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rather, there is more abuse, derision, and insult of the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, being discussed on the guise of Khatamun Nubuwwat, the seal of prophethood. This lover of the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, is being targeted. The followers of that great lover, their hearts are being hurt and damaged. We bear all of this in the name of the love of the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, and we submit before our Lord who has never left us to be. If our efforts of the tabligh of Islam, the preaching of Islam, are deficient in any respect, then Allah the Almighty, to prove the truth of his beloved Messiah, is guiding people by himself. And for the last 125 years, Allah the Almighty continues to guide in this way. He is opening the hearts of people, and he is enabling people to join the Jamaat, and he continues to enable this. At this time, I will present a few accounts before you, which I would like to relate so that your faith can increase. Our missionary from Germany, Muhammad Ahmed Sahib, he writes that a non-Ahmadi friend, Sarbad Bash Sahib, for many years was being preached to by myself. He considered the beliefs of the Jamaat correct in every respect. However, he was not reassured enough to take the bet, the Pledge of Allegiance. Hazur says that this non-Ahmadi person, he would do tabligh, he would preach. And because of that, other people took the bet. So he was not an Ahmadi himself, yet he would preach, and other people converted as a result of that. He still had some reservations which hindered him from taking the bet. So our Murabbi, our missionary, writes that one day this non-Ahmadi came to me and said, "What is the procedure for taking the bet?" I was astonished and said, "What is the matter?" He said, "At night, I saw a dream. In this dream, I hear a voice which says that Ahmadiyyat is that sea, the treasures of which not everybody can comprehend the reality of." He says that this voice completely transformed the state of my heart, and therefore promptly I took the bet, the Pledge of Allegiance. In a village in Ivory Coast of Sosiabe, our Muballigh, our missionary, arrived for tabligh, for preaching, and he proclaimed the arrival of the Imam Mahdi. Upon this, the chief of the village, he immediately stood up and he started relating a dream of his, that at night, at the height of the northern horizon, at approximately 2 in the morning, he saw a light emerging. Approximately 1 week after, he saw a dream in which a light is emerging from the southern horizon. So this village chief related his dream to the ulama, the Muslim clergy of the village. They replied that you are about to receive an immense good fortune. Just a few days after seeing this dream, when a delegation of missionaries of the Ahmadiyya Muslim Jamaat arrived at that village and they proclaimed that the Imam Mahdi has come. So that village chief started jumping with joy and he came forward. And he started relating this entire dream and said that this is that good fortune that Allah the Almighty had showed to me through the light that emerged from the south and the north. I accept the truth. He said to his people that any amongst you who wants to accept this message, I will reassure them and reaffirm them that Ahmadiyyat is that good fortune and that light from Allah, so therefore accept it. Upon this, almost the entire village took the bet, the Pledge of Allegiance. From Iraq, there is Vahid Murad Sahib. He says that I live in a Shia environment. My father and grandfather are also Shia. However, I was not satisfied with the Shia belief regarding the Imam Mahdi, and I would believe that there must be something wrong with this. One day I saw in a dream that I am sitting in a room. During this time, I hear the voice of four gentlemen who I am not acquainted with. I come out and I see that all those four gentlemen are sprinkling water on my house through a hose, and I ask them astonished that, "What is this that you are doing?" They say that, "We have been instructed to cleanse your house." Thereupon I asked them that, "What have you been instructed regarding the neighbor's house?" They respond that, "We have only been instructed to cleanse your house." The second day after the dream, I turned on the television. On the television, there were four gentlemen, Mustafa Sabit Sahib, Sharif Sahib, Hani Tahir Sahib, and Momin Sahib, who were all conducting the program Habar al-Mubashir. Most surely this dream is from Allah, so this is why I should take the Ba'ed, the Pledge of Allegiance. Amir Sahib France writes that a lady from Reunion Island was coming to France to attend a meeting. Prior to her arrival, she was told in a dream that when you go to France, make sure you meet your relative, Alan. So when she went to France, she met her relative Alain, who had already taken the bear the Pledge of Allegiance previously. They brought this lady to the mission house, and after some preaching, she did the bear the Pledge of Allegiance. When the following day, they took her to the airport and they reached the place where they were going to send her off. There, her husband and children were also present, and they said that we have been introduced to Ahmadiyya, so therefore take our bear the Pledge of Allegiance. So in this way, the entire family became Ahmadi. From Egypt is Abdul Majid Sahib. He writes that, in a dream I saw that I am in a small boat and there is an oar in my hand. Aimlessly and without any destination, I am rowing around. The conditions at sea are stormy and the boat is about to capsize. Then I heard the voice of God say that here is the rod of Moses, strike it in the sea. Upon this, a rod appears in my hand, which I had acquired from the sky. I strike it in the sea. Upon this, the boat is transferred to an elevated place. It is a city filled with splendid buildings. All the people within that city are cheerful and beautiful. I am told that this is a town of Jamaat Ahmadiyya. I understood this to mean that this is a sign that I should take the Bayat, the Pledge of Allegiance. Therefore, I was granted the ability to take the Bayat, the Pledge of Allegiance. The following account is from the year 2000, written by Arshad Sahib of Germany. He says that we became acquainted with a Turkish family who came to one of our tabligh stalls. Both the husband and wife, they came to our mission house thereafter. When the Turkish lady saw the wife of the missionary, she started crying. She said, "A few days ago, I saw in a dream that you are preaching to me." Upon this, she was given details about Ahmadiyyat. She saw Hazrat Khalifatul Masih IV, may Allah have mercy upon him, on MTA. After a few days, she returned to the mosque and said that, "After I returned home, I prayed in my own way that this has become a riddle for me. So, O Allah, Thou help me. If this holy person who I saw on TV in the mosque is true, then allow me to meet him." So this Turkish lady relates that, "In a state of vision, I meet him. And as a result of this dream, three people from this family took the bear, the Pledge of Allegiance." It is not only Muslims, but Allah the Almighty also guides the non-Muslims. Our missionary from Holland wrote to me that a Hindu lady whose name is Malti, she accepted Islam approximately 15 years ago. She married a Moroccan man, Yusuf Mansur Allah. After marriage, this lady saw a dream that people of different areas of India are clad in white and they are gathering around a holy person. They are gesturing with their hands and saying that this person is the promised Messiah. That lady related her dream to her husband. The husband saw MTA where the promised Messiah's advent was being discussed. So the husband, Mansur Allah, called his wife, and when he told her to watch the program, she saw the picture of the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, and immediately recognized him and said, "This is that same holy person who I had seen in the dream." They both watched MTA and after, they decided to take the bear, the Pledge of Allegiance. May Allah the Almighty enable them to remain firm on Ahmadiyyat. It is the task of the Jamaat that they should take care of those people who enter Ahmadiyyat. We should have a permanent connection with such new converts so that they can be brought closer to the Jamaat. There are also examples of Christians. Amir Sahib Canada writes about a Canadian lady called Brandy Wilson. So Amir Sahib writes that this young Canadian woman who lived in Toronto was being preached to by the Dainullah, the caller to Allah, Hassan Farooq. Suddenly after, she saw in a dream the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Hazrat Isa, Jesus, peace be upon him. They both reassured her and invited her to Islam, so subsequently she took the bayat, the Pledge of Allegiance. Staying within Canada, this is the account of the bayat, the Pledge of Allegiance of Emmanuel Rabatis from Ontario, a 24-year-old white Canadian. From childhood, he would see light in his dream. This would appear dim at first in his dream, but gradually over time it would strengthen in its brightness. When 1.5 years ago he converted to Islam, this light became stronger. While studying regarding Ahmadiyya, this light would become stronger and stronger to the extent that he could make out the hazy outline of a face. One day he had a 3-4 hour discussion with an Ahmadi friend. That night he saw a clear countenance in his dream. Immediately he related this to his Ahmadi friend. That Ahmadi friend showed him the picture of the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, or perhaps the Khalifa Rabi and the other Khulafa. Nonetheless, when he saw my picture, he said, "This is that very countenance that I saw in the dream." So then, in March 2011, he took the bear, the Pledge of Allegiance. Amir Sahib Uganda writes that our delegation during a Tabligh expedition went to a certain house. Sahib Khana, who was a Christian of that house, he addressed our delegation and said, "You are those very people that I was waiting for, because this very night I saw in a dream that there are some Muslims who are uniting people of different sects and different tribes. And they are only doing this to inform them about the one God and the second coming of the Messiah. You have transformed my dream into reality. So please accept my bet, my pledge of allegiance." Upon this, our delegation said that at least read the bet form. At least be satisfied with what is written on it. He responded that, "I have already believed from before. Do not delay my bet." So at that point, he along with his family took the bet, the pledge of allegiance. Amir Sahib Sierra Leone writes that Hassan Kamara Sahib is a teacher of language and arts in a secondary school in Lungi. In 2006, Hassan Kamara Sahib saw a dream that in the sky, the following words are written most beautifully and with excellent handwriting, that Allah is greatest. Although he was Christian and he did not accept the one God, he was still not yet satisfied that as Jesus was a messenger of God, how could he be God? When he saw these words in the heaven, he was trembling with fear and he woke up terrified. In 2008, he saw a similar dream, that in the sky there is a very bright object. Seeing this, this object explodes, and those same words come from inside, that Allah is the greatest, and this spreads in the sky. Then in July 2008, he purchased the Khilafat Jubilee souvenir published in Pakistan. He started studying this. Slowly but gradually, through the grace of Almighty Allah, he started becoming inclined and drawn towards Ahmadiyyat. Through studying the souvenir, he received the answers to many of his questions. In 2009, he saw another dream that he performs the ablution. Then after preparations, he goes to the Ahmadiyya Mosque. When he reaches the Ahmadiyya Mosque, the congregational prayer has come to an end. He says that by missing the congregational prayer, he becomes extremely saddened. After this, he wakes up. In September 2010, the missionary called him to his house and said, "Why do you not take the bet?" He said, "I still have some questions. When I receive the answers to these questions, I will do the bet." This year, in January 2011, he received the answers to his questions and took the bet, the Pledge of Allegiance, and he is now part of the Jamaat. And he is studying the books of the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, with profound interest. A radio journalist, Mr. Jane DeGambo, he came to one of our exhibitions and he said, "Today, for the first time, I have understood the message of Islam. Today, I have found Islam. Today, I have realized Islam as a religion. I used to think Islam as something terrible. Today, for the very first time, I have comprehended the message of the Chosen One, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam." Then a guest, Fosun Amwai Sahib, said that, "I had heard that a mosque is a place of sorcery. For the first time entering this mosque of Ahmadiyyat, I have come to know that this place is a place of immense peace. Therefore, when Allah the Almighty is manifesting signs of His power and might, when Allah the Almighty all over the world is guiding Himself, righteous persons, and collecting them and gathering them and entering them into the Jamaat, such people are recognizing the Messiah of Muhammad and then are establishing a strong bond with Him. Thus, we do not need to become perturbed by the hindrances, the animosities and hostilities, and the abuse of those who oppose us. Indeed, the opponents of Islam or the opponents of Ahmadiyyat, when they utilize offensive and obnoxious language against our Master, the Chosen One, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, and when they direct abuse against his true and ardent devotee, then our hearts most surely are deeply hurt. There is only one solution to this. that through prayer submit before Allah the Almighty and ask for help from the Lord. Also, through your actions and through your knowledge, present the beautiful teachings of Ahmadiyyat and Islam before the world. May Allah the Almighty grant us the ability to achieve this. In Europe, the Jamaat has to face both those opposed to Islam and those opposed to Ahmadiyyat. Ahmadis have to face this on both fronts. We face opposition from the Muslims, whatever country they may reside from, because nowadays the Maulvis are poisoning the minds of these Muslims, and already there are in existence the anti-Islamic forces that we have to face. Our progress, our mosques, they irritate both these parties. Inshallah, God enabling, the foundation stone for the first purpose-built mosque is to be laid in Belgium. There, the Jamaat is facing opposition and hostility from both fronts. Pray that God Almighty rebounds every evil and every ploy of the enemy upon them, and that this foundation stone ceremony passes successfully, and that the mosque is constructed completely so that the oneness of Allah can be proclaimed, and that we can present the beautiful teachings of Islam more than before to the world. May Allah grant us the ability to accomplish this.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر.